It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, David Pollack.
We all fought acne as a teen. We thought we would outgrow it. We thought we would escape it. But half of all adults suffer from acne. Whether mild or not, we still suffer from it. But why do we spend a fortune on all these expensive treatments when there are a few simple things you can do or a few treatments you can make at home with ingredients right in your own kitchen? Join me as I come out of my lab and into the kitchen to share do-it-yourself recipes and tips. I'm going to show you how to make your own beauty treatments. And helping me today is my right-hand, Corrine.
Hi, David.
Corrine, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Great to be here, as always.
Let's get started. Acne is caused by bacteria. So the first thing we want to do is address how to kill off this bacteria and avoid it any chance we have.
Okay.
Great. I'm going to share something. It's one of my favorites. And most women, let's face it, use makeup.
Oh, yes.
Do you use makeup?
Actually, not as much.
Not as much?
So that's not an affirmative no, but not as much.
Okay. But you use some. Yes. And I got to tell you, most women actually have a similar answer. I don't use much. And then you look at their counter and it's covered.
Yeah.
Okay. And a lot of women think that makeup actually clogs the pores and creates the acne.
Yes, that's okay. What I was told as well.
Okay, but you're going to be surprised by this. It's not necessarily the makeup. Makeup can be a culprit, okay, but the biggest part of it here, the biggest component are the makeup brushes.
The brushes? Really?
They're a breeding ground for the bacteria. It's not just about clogging pores with the makeup and what type of makeup. That can have a smaller role. The bigger role is in the brushes.
Wow.
So what can you do? And I'm going to share with you, you can take your brushes and clean them, okay? Take a couple drops of your face cleanser and then massage it on the tips of the brush, okay?
Okay.
Don't forget, you're putting on makeup. And how do you get it off your skin each day?
We just wipe it on off with some water, soap.
Well, you use a face cleanser, hopefully, or soap, you're saying. I want to use a soap-free cleanser. You hear me say that.
All the time.
The soap will dry out your skin. Okay. But that same soap can dry out your skin. So if you use a cleanser, it's going to break up the makeup on the brush. And then you rinse it away. Okay?
Okay.
Do it just to the tip, not all the way through the brush. If you do it all the way through the brush, you're actually going to fight the glue and ruin your brushes. So this is something, I'm not saying you have to do every day, well, I'd love that, but once a week, make a commitment to clean your brushes. Then rinse them well, and here's another little trick. Mm-hmm. Take a little bit of witch hazel.
Wait, say that again.
A little bit of witch hazel.
Witch hazel. Okay.
I know. Witch hazel? The witch hazel.
The witch hazel.
It'll kill off the bacteria, and then rinse the brush one more time. And here's another trick, how to dry them.
Uh-huh.
Most women want to stand them upright.
Right, exactly.
Okay, if you stand them on the tip, you're going to ruin the tips of your brushes that you've paid a fortune for.
Exactly.
If you turn them the other way on the handle, all the goop is going to actually go down to where the bristles are glued,
right.
And it's going to loosen the glue. So you want to avoid that.
Gosh.
Just lay them down on their side. Let them dry naturally, and it won't mess up the glue or anything like that.
Okay, so cleanse it once a week.
I would love more often. If you got a moment or two, do. But if not, at least once a week.
Okay.
A lot of women will keep these brushes around
forever
and ever.
Are you kidding? I didn't even know you can cleanse them.
Okay, I'm going to have a stroke here. We're living out of time. Call 911. Okay. So that's one of the tips I can share with you that can help make such a huge difference on what's causing the acne. And now I'm going to share another recipe on some. We're going to talk about an astringent. Okay. When your body starts producing too much sebum, or we do have the clogged pores, maybe it's other impurities, maybe it's dead skin cells, whatever, we want to get an astringent to get rid of the oiliness of the skin to unclog the pores. And so here's something I love doing. Just a simple astringent. Forget toners. To me, toners are an industry, I'm going to say hype. Now and then, if you have normal or dry skin, you don't need a toner. Your product should match your pH. So an astringent, if you have acne-prone skin, is perfect. And here's how to make it yourself and save the fortune.
Okay, let's go. I'm ready.
A little bit of lemon juice.
I have that.
A little bit of lime. Just squeeze it right on in. Save it from the drinks. Mix it right in a little bowl. And again, let's pour in a little bit of witch hazel.
Okay.
Now, the lemon juice will actually, it's acidic. The lemon and the lime juice are acidic. They're going to kill off bacteria. Okay. They will help do a chemical peel or chemical exfoliation because of the acidicness of the product.
Okay.
They're going to unclog pores. They're also rich in vitamin C. So it's going to help nourish the skin, kill the bacteria, and unclog the pores. So now that you've mixed it all together, you've got the witch hazel in there, the astringent properties, take a cotton ball, dampen it, and then just wipe it over the face.
That sounds easy enough.
It's that simple.
Okay, now we talk about this witch hazel, and we have to go back. Where can I find some witch hazel?
Okay, I'm going
to
choke again. Witch hazel, it is every drugstore, every grocery store. All the ingredients we talk about are available. So it's typically in a pharmaceutical or pharmacy section. So ask them, and some will be glad to find it for you. Because trust me, it's very popular. There are tons of bottles of it everywhere.
Nice.
And there are different brands. So just buy the least expensive one.
Great.
And this is something you could do a few times just to get your skin under control. Now, once you've done that, you still need to moisturize your skin. So you want to use a moisturizer that is lightweight and won't clog the pores. So don't forget, just now that you've cleansed your skin well, don't just because it's oily doesn't mean it doesn't need moisture. That's a whole nother conversation.
That is, but yeah, next week.
Okay. Let's talk about another is a mask. Now, here's a fun one.
Ooh.
Strawberries are delicious. We're in season with a bunch of strawberries.
Yes,
I use them in my smoothies.
I love strawberries. Oh my God, we have lots of strawberries in our fridge.
It's perfect because you're going to take a bunch of them now because they're filled with salicylic acid, which goes back to the chemical peel we talked about. They're filled with vitamin C. And the other side is they have seeds on the outside. Okay? They're going to give me a physical exfoliation. So here's what you do. Take a handful of strawberries. Mash them up. Now, not too much because then it gets thin, but mash them just a little bit in a bowl. Pour a little bit of honey in it to kind of make like a syrupy type of paste.
Okay. Are we drinking this? Because it's starting to sound kind of
delicious. I would tell you, you make a bigger bowl and serve it with ice cream for dessert. Or put it over some ice cream. But on your face, what you've got is the benefits of the strawberries. Again, it's going to cause a chemical peel. Salicylic acid, you'll find, is actually in a lot of acne treatment products you can buy around the shelf.
Ah,
so why waste the money?
And that's from the strawberries.
Now you can get it naturally.
Wow.
Okay. The honey is not only a disinfectant, but it has a lower pH that will mimic closer to the skin. So there's all kinds of benefit of using different types or different components of the honey. We do this in the lab. So here, mash them together, create almost like a gel type mask, put it over your face. As you massage it in, you're exfoliating, you're unclogging pores, you're disinfecting. Let it sit for about 5 minutes and then rinse away.
Nice.
Okay. To make it sound more like a dessert, to add a little bit of an antibacterial to it. Another trick is even add just a dash of cinnamon to it. Cinnamon is a known antibacterial agent.
Huh. Now see, that I did not know.
You're going to think I'm making a dessert here, a pancake, something to go on pancakes. But you're going to find it's something that'll actually help get rid of acne-prone skin. And it's a mask you could do once or twice a week, simple to use.
Great. Okay? And it tastes delicious also, I'm sure. Double benefits. I will be trying that this weekend with my girlfriend.
Well, some of these recipes, I mean, you hit on it. It's fun to be able to make them. Anything you get to make yourself, you're always proud of.
Definitely.
You're going
to
save an absolute fortune. And you know it's good for you because it's natural. I'm going to share another one with you. Is how about a body polish? Okay. You have a breakout on your back?
Yes.
I was going to say, as guys do, probably more than women. But
guilty.
We start talking about acne, and we can talk another time about what caused it. But let's talk about the solving of the problem right now. Is you could mix up very simple in a bowl a couple cups of yogurt. Now, yogurt is a probiotic. It has an acidic nature to it, the pH.
Can we do the strawberry yogurt?
Do not mix them. Here we're going to make something a little more fun. We're going to take a couple cups of yogurt. You're going to mix in just a little bit of wheat germ oil. Now, the wheat germ's got essential fatty acids. It'll help nourish the skin and help, you know, exfoliate the skin.
Okay, now the wheat germ, I think, is going to go with the witch hazel. And where am I finding this wheat germ?
You ready for this? You can get wheat germ on the cereal aisle. My father used to get it as a kid in a glass jar, and I remember as a kid watching him cut it open and just turn the knob, and it was vacuum packed, so all of it would kind of flow around inside of it. So it's on the cereal aisle. And then, so grab that, put a little bit in there, a little bit of honey, mix it all up, and next thing you know, you've got a body exfoliator that you can use in the shower and get rid of the adult acne on your back.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. Wow.
So there's some fun recipes you can do. And so we've got something for astringent for the face. We've got a face mask. Again, I tell you to moisturize.
Yes.
We've got something to use in the tub or the shower. Massage it all over your back. Get rid of the acne. Rinse it well away.
And we got some dessert.
Making your own beauty products is fun, isn't it? It's going to help you save a ton of money. To check out more of my recipes, visit RadioMD.com and go to the link for Beauty Inside Out. You'll find that there's all kinds of natural ingredients, all kinds of fun recipes you can make from head to toe. I'm David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out.